It's 8 a.m. Eastern, February the 14th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $21,882. Ethereum is up 0.5% at $1,515. And Binance Coin is up 0.5% at $295. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
The SEC is postponing charges against Sam Bankman-Fried until after the charges brought by the Department of Justice, that is, the criminal charges, are put to rest, according to a judge yesterday. U.S. prosecutors last week said a pause would save time and resources. The CFTC case has similarly been delayed until after the trial. SBF has also drawn ire from the prosecution over his use of a VPN to access the internet, although his lawyer Mark Cohen says SBF was streaming the NFL playoffs and then the Super Bowl when the VPN was active, but has said they'll stop using the VPN while he's out on bail. More on FTX. The bankruptcy court has approved the sale of certain FTX investments, tokens, and equity shares. The approved sale procedures require that the aggregate selling price of each asset is less than or equal to $1 million, and that the initial amount paid by FTX is less than or equal to $5 million. Similarly, FTX's Turkish units will be excluded from the U.S. bankruptcy proceedings due to the authorities in the country being unlikely to cooperate with U.S. courts. Well, Coinbase's CEO Brian Armstrong made a pilgrimage to Washington to push for clear rules amid rising uncertainty following enforcement actions this month against Kraken and Paxos. He documented his journey on Twitter and at one point commented that the Senate cafeteria was carb central, in need of more low sugar options. The FCA in the UK is taking enforcement action against crypto ATM operators, enforcing proclamations that crypto ATMs are operating in the country illegally. The FCA declined to provide extra details, but the cyber team of West Yorkshire Police was acting on information of several crypto ATMs operating within the county. Well, former devs from Jump Trading have raised $19 million to build Monad, an Ethereum virtual machine-compatible Layer 1 blockchain. Monad will not adopt Ethereum, but build a new EVM from the ground up to try and hit new levels of performance. And finally, digital asset infrastructure provider Taurus has raised $65 million from Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank. The Series B for the Swiss firm will enable new hires and expansion across Europe and the UAE. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.